Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello and welcome along to the GA Postcast with me, David Jennings, and our usual A-team of Aidan Taggy Fogarty and Joe Sheridan, who will be joining us in part two of the show to dissect all the football action. We're also joined by Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. Now, lads, we were awful unlucky last week. So unlucky. We had so many seconds, but hopefully we'll put that right this week. So let's crack on with all the action and start with Tipperary's tussle with Cork in the Munster Championship at 2 p.m. in Semple Stadium on Sunday. Damien Fitzgerald from Paddy Power, can I have some prices and handicaps, please?
Yeah, and match price 8-13 tip, 9-1 to draw, and 13-8 Cork. And then on the handicap, you have tip minus 2 at evens, handicap draw 11-1, and Cork plus 2 at 10-11.
And before I go over to Aidan to find out if we can actually find out about this Tipperary team and what the hell is going on, where has the money been going this week, Damien?
The money has been coming for Cork. We put them up at 7-4 originally, and we've taken a few bets during the week, so we've just shortened them into 13-8. Kind of might be a little bit of an overreaction. Like, you wouldn't think this would be anywhere near 8-13 if you're pricing it near start of the year, but Tip were so poor last weekend, I can see why people want to be on Cork.
Aidan Taggy Fogarty, Tipperary senior hurling team. It'd be easier to solve a theorem than figure out this bloody Tipperary team. What can we expect this Sunday?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I'm living here right in the border, and I can tell you the supporters aren't happy, David. They're not happy with that performance. And look, I was very surprised myself. I thought Tip were coming out of the blocks, gunning for this game, but it just didn't happen for him. I think Michael Ryan, starting off, I think he got his selection wrong, to be honest. You know, he picked a lot of new guys. His whole centre of the team from only 2 years ago was all changed. He gave a few debutants, and that's fair enough. You have to give these guys debutants, and they have to give them a chance. But, like, leaving off Brendan Maher, Shane McCallaghan, these guys, and I know, right, he was probably thinking about finishing him with a stronger team, but I think he got it all wrong. He was building a panel, obviously, during the league, and he kind of concentrated on the panel more so than actually getting the team together, a consistent team, because he was changing so much and so often that these guys probably weren't familiar with playing with each other. Like, he played a whole new midfield there. He played Kennedy at full back, which we hadn't seen at all. Like, just strange decisions. And in my view, you have to get a team consistently playing together, a top 13 or 14 guys always on the field playing together. So I think team selection he got wrong. But even besides the team selection, the guys that actually played on the day, they were flat. Like, in the last 10 minutes, they were just kind of walking around the place. They were like, as if there's a foregone conclusion. And it was just so not like Tipperary at all.
Can I ask you a question, Aidan, before you go on, okay? And this, yeah. I don't know what Brian Cody's policy was with this, but if you have a player that's maybe 80% fit, that's got a niggly injury, that you know has got half an hour in them, maybe a half in them, why not start with those players and then bring on the fringe players rather than do it the other way around?
Absolutely, yeah, that would be my theory. And that would be Brian
Cody's policy.
Well, Brian Cody would be the very same. If you were going to be on the panel, if you were going to be one of the subs on the panel, if you're on the panel, you're fit to play. And that's it. And that means you can start the game or you can come on the game. So this thing of, right, they're carrying injuries, 80% or hamstrings or whatever, 90% fit. If they're fit to play, they're fit to play. And I believe that play them and then make the substitution rather than bringing them on and then they're not going well, or maybe the knock comes at them and you're down a substitution straight away, and the fact that maybe you're bringing on a Shane McCann, which would be a big name player, and next thing you see him going off again and not playing well, it's like it drags down the kind of team. So
I've been the view of... To add to that as well, if you're a fringe player and you're told you're starting instead of Seamus Callan, surely subconsciously in your head you're thinking, oh, 10 minutes in the second half, I'm going to be taken off here for Seamus Callan.
Exactly. Well, everyone's on their own, right? Every person is different. But if you're not playing well on the first 15, 20 minutes, if you're not on the ball, you're looking over your shoulder. I've done it before in the past. I know players have done it over the, in the past. You're just expecting these guys to come on, and you're kind of saying, if you're not going well, well, it's going to be me because I'm a championship debutant, and Shane McCannlan is Shane McCannlan, or Brendan Maher, or whoever the case may be, these lads are coming on. So I think Michael Ryan has to kind of think about the players he has, first of all. Are they confident enough to actually start these big games with all these guys on the bench? But second of all, these guys didn't even have, like, they're obviously playing well in training, but training is training, and championship is championship. Totally different scenarios altogether. You need a bit of experience. You need a bit of cut about them. But they weren't, like, whatever about the hurling letting them down, their drive, their work rate, the whole team was poor. So that's what I'd be worried about more so than the actual picking of the team, even though I think he did get it wrong. That's what I'd be worried about. But if they're fit to play, they're fit to play.
Can they bounce back?
Well, I think they can, and I'm tipping them to beat Cork in Seville Stadium on Sunday. And look, I'm going to throw my hat at Tip if they lose on Sunday. I'm going to throw my hat at them because this is, for me, kind of a do-and-die game for Tipperary. It's going to be, I don't think their championship is going to go much further if they don't beat Cork on Sunday. I think Michael Ryan coming out, making a statement about the media on Monday, saying he should have talked to the media, I think that, for me, was kind of saying, right, I'm showing off the shackles here. I'm not doing that undercover. We're just going for this, and this is the way it's going to be. And I think there's going to be four or five changes. We know the team, obviously, later on, but I think there's going to be four or five changes to that team. I think Seamus Cannellan, Brendan Maher, Bonner Maher, Mickey Cal is back fit. I think all these guys are going to get a start. And that's a statement in itself as well. And these guys are pushing on. These lads are all around 28, 29, 30 now. So they realise this thing is going to come to an end eventually, and at the end of the day, they've won All Ireland for this super Tipperary team that we keep talking about every year that hasn't been performing. So I think these guys are really going to go for their supporters are nearly against them. They're backed into a corner, and when Tipperary are backed into a corner, they're a dangerous outfit. But there's only one thing that would worry me, and that's the whole level of intensity that's brought last Sunday. Wouldn't be their hurling, but it's their level of intensity and how they're going to recover from that and what kind of chats they had during the week and what's going to happen. But I think the back's against the wall. I think it's a huge game for
them. Damien Fitzgerald, are we constantly underrating this Cork team? Are they better than we're giving them credit for?
I think under day they're a very good side. Like, I think they have players, and I think they're always going to be a threat. With, like, when you have players like Patrick Horgan and Conor Lehan, like, Seamus Harnedy came back to form last Sunday in a big way. So, like, if you three them firing in the forwards, it's always going to be, you're always going to be there or thereabouts. And, like, the young players they've added, Coleman, Darvitz Gibbon at midfield, like, they're a very, very solid side. Like, and they're a side that, like, if they get to Croke Park, they won't be afraid. And I think they have a pretty decent chance. Like, I think of all the Munster teams, maybe them and Limerick are a bit ahead. I'm not sure about Tip, to be honest.
Wow, big shout. So, Damien, if you had to have a bet on this game, what would it be?
Well, having said that, I just think this is a backs against the wall game for Tip. And if they have anything in them at all at home, they have to win this match. So, as I was saying, I don't really see him winning the All-Ireland, but I think this match, backs against the wall against Cork and Thurles, I think they might just get over the line. I'm not sure I'd trust Tip to have a big bet in him, but, and there's certainly, Cork can definitely win this game. If Tip play like they did last weekend, Cork are going to win, but I think just Tip with their backs against the wall might just come out with a performance in this game anyway.
So are you going for it, maybe win a margin, Tip, to win by 1 to 3 points or something like that?
I think it'll be tight, and I think it'll be a very high scoring game. Like, we've over 15.5 at 5-6 there. I think that's a good bet as well, considering it's going to be a perfect weekend weather-wise. So the overs would actually be probably my favourite bet, and maybe Tip by a couple of points, I'd say, yeah.
So over 50.5 total match points at 5-6 with Paddy Power. Aidan Taggy Fogarty, who's going to win this game?
Yeah, I couldn't actually hear Damien's analysis there, but I think I'm going to shout for Tip as well. I think, I think Cork had a great win last weekend over Clare. But I think Tip are in a worse position. As I said, their backs are against the wall. They really have to come out fighting. I think the matchups are going to be very important. You know, obviously, Patrick Horgan is on fire there, and Lehan up forward, but if you stop them two going forward, I think, you know, their attack isn't as good as what it would be. So I'm going to go for Tip on the basis that they really, really need a result. It's in Thurles, even though Cork both coming to Thurles. Backs are against the wall, so I'm going to go for Tip on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Tipperary as well. Tipperary minus two evens with Paddy Power. So it's a clean sweep for Tipperary. Where has that gone wrong before? Well, hopefully Tipperary will produce the goods. And before we move on to Galway v Kilkenny, just a prediction for man of the match and first goal scorer. Aidan, we'll come to you first.
Yeah, as I said, I'm going to tip Tipperary to win it. So I'm going to go again, actually, for Pádraig Maher. He was poor last weekend, but he's captain. And I think he's a real leader for this team. And I think he might feel under pressure to actually get this thing, whole thing going. And he loves kind of playing loosely. And Cork are a loose kind of team. They love kind of like ball to hand and a running game. So that will suit Pádraig Maher. He won't be marked a whole lot, but he loves getting on ball. So I'm going to go for Pádraig Maher again.
So Pádraig Maher for man of the match and first goal scorer.
First goal scorer, I'm going to go for an outside man. I'm going to go for Webb. He hasn't scored in a while, but I'm going to go for Owen McGrath. I think he's a big performance, and he's a very good striker of the ball. He gets goals that were nothing there at times as well, so Owen McGrath.
And some prices, please, Damien, on Pádraig Maher and Owen McGrath.
Owen McGrath is 14 to 1, and Pádraig Maher is 11 to 1 for men in the match. I keep it simple on the two of them. I think Jason Ford is 11 to 2 for both, and I think he's very solid. Like, he was the one tip player I thought was actually pretty good last Sunday. He probably didn't get enough ball considering he had the fullback in trouble, and I think if Tip are going to win this, they're going to need him to have a very, very good game, and I think he'll do it.
Yeah, Jason Ford has been the one shining light in the Tipperary attack over the last couple of months. So moving on to 4 o'clock on Sunday, and what a sumptuous showdown we have in store at Pier Stadium as Galway welcome Kilkenny in the Leinster Championship on RT2. Damien, some prices and handicaps on this one, please.
We're 8-15 Galway for the win, 9-1 the draw, and 2-1 Kilkenny. Galway minus 2 or 10-11. Handicap draw is 11 to 1 and Kilkenny plus 2 are evens.
Aidan Fogarty, my GA colleague in here, Michael Mulvihill, has been telling me all week how much Galway are going to win by. Over 6, could be 8, could be double figures. Tell him he's wrong.
God, it's such a mouth-watering tie. Look, when the fixtures was made, it was Kilkenny and Galway in Salt Hill was the big one for every Galway and Kilkenny supporter. I think it's going to be huge. So basically, yeah, so it's set up for Galway, I think. They played awfully 2 weeks ago and got the cobwebs out of the system and had 2 weeks prepared for Kilkenny. And if you talk to any Galway man, this is the game that they wanted to play. This is the game where they want Kilkenny. In fairness, Kilkenny have given out beatings to Galway over the last 5 or 6 years, and this is the one I think that they're really, really gunning for, and it's set up for them. Kilkenny are probably coming in with a few injuries, probably in an area where they don't know where they're at, but from a Kilkenny point of view, I suppose from experience, they're going up to Galway, which are our Ireland champions, and I suppose the way Kilkenny guys think, they love playing the bigger teams, and they love playing the likes of Galway now, who are Ireland champions. In their own heads, they're probably saying, well, they probably have our medal, and they are going to go head-to-head with these guys, and they're really, really going to shove it into them. But I think Galway, looking at them, they're just so powerful up front. I think they're going to take on this Kilkenny defence. I think they're going to target the full back line of Joey Holden, Pádraig Welsh and Deegan. You know, Pádraig Welsh has been very good going forward, but he's actually struggled in the last couple of games on big men in Liam Rush and Bergen there. So they're going to have Conor Cooney on him, and he's a big, big man as well. So going forward, Galway are absolutely a powerful team. And to be fair, I couldn't see Kilkenny getting a result. I can see him putting in a shift. I can't see him getting bet well, but I can't see him beating Galway up in Salt Hill.
That's what we like, a bit of honesty from Aidan Fogarty. Damien Fitzgerald, I presume all the money this week has been for Galway, has it?
It's been quite enough. We haven't seen money like we have on Cork. We've taken a good bit of money on Cork. It's been quite a bit quieter on this match. I think Galway are going to win. I think they'll probably win well, I have to say. I think, like, this is the match Galway have been aiming for all year. Like, they'd won the All-Ireland last year, but they didn't beat Kilkenny, so it'll be just a bit of a question. And it's their first home game they've gotten a long time, so I think Galway will be well, well up for this. This will be the game they'll really marked as the start of their championship, trying to defend their All-Ireland. And I think their team is just so solid. And I think Kilkenny, like, they do have a little few problems, particularly in the full back line. Like, I think teams will look at what Liam Rush did against them in Parnell Park and look to target that. And Galway are a very, very big physical team in the forwards. So, I think Galway will win, and I think they could win well, definitely.
So you're thinking that the 2-point handicap could be defied here?
Yeah, definitely. I'd be on the minus two, and like I wouldn't even put anyone off backing a few of the bigger handicaps, minus six at 11-5, something like that. I think it's hard. Kilkenny are always capable of putting in a performance, but I think Galway have really set their stall out for this match, and I think they'll win well.
Oh, Aidan. Damien Fitzgerald has tipped up Galway to win by 7 points or more at 11-5. Will it be annihilation?
I don't think it'll be annihilation. I think Kilkenny are going to really come with an intensity and a walk away that they haven't seen this year. I think Colin Fennelly will start, a big man. There's doubts over Walsh and Welsh, but I think he'll start. His groin injury, but if he's anyway right at all, I think we'll just talk about it with the Tipperary team. I think he'll start him. James Mann is back into midfield, I'd imagine. And the talk around the town is Richie Hogan played in a under 21 kind of version extended panel there as well on Monday evening and played very well. So I can see him maybe playing a part as well at some stage in the second half, maybe that game. So I don't think it's going to be a 6 or 7 point defeat. I'd say about 2 or 3 points to Galway, and I think Kilkenny will come with an intensity, but I think just in Salt Hill, the way it's set up for Galway 2 weeks to prepare for them, they look like a stronger team physically as well. Like Luke Scanlon up against a cornerback from Galway there, he's going to get shoved over the ball. They're physically in better shape as well. So I'm just going to go for Galway to 2 or 3 points.
2 or 3 point win for Galway. I'm going to tip up over 1.5 Galway goals at 4-5 at Paddy Power. I think there's a little bit of a different mentality up front for Galway this year. They seem to be going for goals more. So Galway to score 2 goals or more at 4-5 at Paddy Power for me. Damien Fitzgerald, your man of the match and first goal scorer predictions, please.
I'll just say first, I like that goals bet as well, Dave.
The price on me now.
My man in the match and first goal scorer, I'm going to go for Joe Cooney here. I think he's a player that's in great form. He was brilliant against Offaly for Galway. Probably one of the forwards that's kind of less well known, but I think he's in great form. He's 11-1 for first goal scorer, 12-1 for man in the match, and I think they're both very solid prices.
I like your strategy here, Damien. I like this first goal scorer and man of the match to be the same player. I always do the same because it'd be a nice double to get up, wouldn't it?
No.
Jason Ford and Joe Cooney, a nice little double there. Aidan Fogarty, your man of the match and first goal score predictions?
Yeah, I'm going to go for David Buck for man of the match. He always plays well against Kilkenny over the years. Whatever it is, he must just have a bean in his bonnet about playing Kilkenny. But he always
we all
well.
Hate Kilkenny, that's why.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but yeah, that's obviously the reason. Yeah, and he's captain as well, so I'm going to go for David Buck. He's the form of his life. And I'm going to go for Conor Whelan for first goal score. He rattled the post, I think, twice against Offaly there. Big, strong man. And he's on Joey Holden, who's trying to find a bit of form as well. So I think Conor Whelan for first goal score.
Okay, Damien, so some prices there on David Burke for man of the match and Conor Whelan for first goal scorer.
Conor Whelan is 15-2 for first goal scorer and David Burke is 16-1 for man of the match.
Lovely stuff. 16-1 David Burke for man of the match. A nice bit of value there. So that's Galway v Kilkenny, 4 o'clock, RT2 on Sunday. And there's also other Munster Championship matches. We've got Clare v Waterford on Sunday at 3:30 as well. Aidan, this Waterford team, everybody seems to be predicting the demise of the Daisha. Are they wrong?
So hard to tell. We haven't seen Waterford now in about 2 months' time. I nearly find they're a spent force, unless they come with something totally, totally different. I think McGrath has been telling a lot in the media how he's, you know, he's out with teaching and he's structuring the team and the way they're setting up. And he's really telling too much for a manager, I feel, you know. And I think the players, they're just not buying into the whole structure again because they're going so far, but they're not getting over the line. And I think they're 3 or 4 years at the helm now playing the same system. Unless he comes with something different, I think they're just a bit of a spent force. And they're looking to the Brick Welsh, to Kevin Moore and in the big games still, and sure, Brick Welsh is 35, in fairness to him, he's a some soldier farm. Kevin Moore is 32, 33 years of age. Austin Gleeson is injured, Parry Matheny is injured, so I couldn't see him getting a result against Clare, down in Ennis as well, and Clare a game under the belt. But Waterford, for me, I just think they're a bit of a spent force. They need something different. They need actually an injection of maybe one or two more players as well to change it up. And they're All Ireland contenders. Hearts Breeze were actually All Ireland contenders last year, and they're not even spoken about, and they've been written off totally. But I could see them being in the bottom two in Munster.
Oh, very interesting. Damien Fisher, can you tell me one thing? You're a GAA odds compiler. Can you explain to me how you've come up with Clare 4-6, Waterford 6-4? This time last year, those prices would have been surely the other way around.
They would, and probably more, to be honest. But we started at Waterford evens, and like obviously the news came through, Parig O'Mahony and Austin Gleeson aren't meant to be starting anyway, so that's what pushed it into 4-6.
Clare were beaten last week, though.
Yeah, and I don't really rate Clare that highly, to be honest, but I think just missing those two players, Waterford, have to be outsiders, and home advantage is also a big thing. Like, I think of all the teams in Munster, Clare probably have the biggest home advantage. In Cusick Park, teams aren't used to playing championship matches there. They might just get them over the line. I wouldn't really know would I trust either of these teams with my money at the moment. Clare had another championship game last weekend where they had their chances. They could have probably won and they lost. Like, that's happened a lot of times to them recently. They haven't really beaten any top team in championship, you'd say, since they actually won the All-Ireland in 2013. So I wouldn't like to be backing them in odds on, and I'm not sure Waterford missing a couple of players would be something I'd like to back either. I could see it being a draw, even 8-1. I think if I was having a bet on the game, I think 8-1 the draw would be, because like I think it'd be very tight.
8-1 the draw. Damien Fitzgerald is tipping up here. Aidan, what do you think is the likely outcome?
No, I think Clare get over the line. Even though I think Clare are playing to kind of the system too much. They're not free flowing. They're they're playing an one match down there as well, and they're like set B, set C, set A for the system, and it's nearly holding them back, I think, you know. And they're trying to get these perfect goals and these perfect points and play it through the lines, and if they just open their shoulders and hurled, I think they'd be far better team. But I'm going to go with Clare just for the fact that I think Waterford are a little bit of a spend force. I don't know what different they're going to come with and what kind of different players, and it's down in Ennis as well, hard place to go to, so I'm going to tip Clare on that one.
Okay, so it's Clare 4-6 for Aidan Fogarty, and the other match this weekend is Offaly v Wexford, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Aidan, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, I think pretty much like all the Offaly games so far, I think they'll compete for a while, and Wexford will just up their game. And I think Wexford to win it. They had a good win over Dublin, albeit they left Dublin kind of hanging in the game where they should have probably had them finished out earlier in the match. But I think Wexford are just a better side. These Rory O'Connor, their Lee Chin, these guys. Very good hurlers, and I think Offaly, I don't know whether it's the belief in themselves, they don't believe they can actually win these games. They'll get so far, and then the other team will just kick on to third or fourth gear and get the scores in the end. So I think Wexford win that.
And the handicap is 7, Aidan. Could you see Wexford winning by 8 points or more?
No, I don't think so. I think it'll be a 5 or 6 point game. Yeah, no, I don't think they will. It's in Tullamore as well, and look, if Offaly have a bit of pride in themselves as well, in fairness to them. So I think at a home game, and like Wexford, they're not on fire at the minute either, so I couldn't see more than 5 or 6 point win for Wexford.
Lovely. So it's Offaly +7 at 10-11 with Paddy Power for Aidan Fogarty. Damien, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, I'd agree with Aidan on the +7. I don't think Wexford are a team that are built kind of to hammer other teams. Like, I don't think they don't really have that much of a goal threat, and like they're Offaly probably actually have more of a goal threat with Shane Dooley and Joe Bergen. So I think Wexford will probably win, but I think Offaly will keep it within the 7, all right.
Lovely stuff. So two ringing endorsements for Offaly. Offaly fans will be delighted to hear. So now it's time for the best bets of the weekend.
And that the 2-point handicap could be obliterated.
Anyway, Aidan, your best bet of the weekend?
My best bet of the weekend, I'm going to go for the Kilkenny-Galway game, and I know I get David Forth man of the match, but I think there's actually an outside chance that Owen Murphy, the Kilkenny-Galway, could get man of the match. We touched on it earlier, I think Galway are going to go for goals, and I think Owen Murphy's a brilliant goalie. And also, his free-taking ability from out the field, from long range. So I give an outside chance for Owen Murphy to get man of the match.
This could be the longest price-winning nap of the weekend we have ever had. Damien Fitzgerald, what price is Owen Murphy to get man of the match in Galway v Kilkenny?
He's 28 to 1.
Ah, Jesus, Damien. Can you not do a bit better than that? 28 to 1?
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best goalie in the country by a mile. I think he's a chance. And if he's scoring 2 or 3 points a game, he definitely has a chance.
Okie dokes. So it is Owen Murphy 28 to 1 to get man the match in Galway v Kilkenny for Aidan Fogarty. Damien Fitzgerald, your best bet of the weekend?
Mine's a bit of a shorter price. I like the over 50.5 in the Tip Cork match at 5-6.
So over 50.5 total points. At what price is that? 5-6?
Yeah.
5-6. Okie dokes. And mine is over 1.5 Galway goals at 4-5. With Paddy Power. My thanks to Aidan Taggy Fogarty, and join us in part two where we'll be joined by former Meath footballer Joe Sheridan.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Welcome back to part two of our GAA postcast, where I'm joined by Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. Unfortunately, we were due to have Joe Sheridan on for this part as well, but technical difficulties have meant that it's just me and Damien, but two great men you have at your disposal here. And hopefully, please God pray, that this weekend's selections end up better than last weekend's.
But I do reckon Tyrone are going to win this one.
This Tyrone team means business. Tell me they're going to win on Sunday.
I was just saying to you off air there, like, it's the first time that I've seen a Tyrone team in as long as I can remember that I'm actually looking at it going, wow, like, that's actually their strongest team, and that's the strongest team they have available to them.
I looked at the team and I said, wow, I said, that is one of the best balanced teams probably in the country at the minute. The whole team across the board is so strong. And
well, I'm going to set the ball rolling here for the best bets. I think you can take your pick. Tyrone -2, 11-10. That looks a great bet. Tyrone over 17.5 points at 6-5 with Paddy Power. That looks a great bet. But perhaps the best bet of the lot, Tyrone over 1.5 goals.
And there it is, the full-time whistle. The Ulster champions have been dethroned. Delight for Monaghan. And they're through to the Ulster semi-final. Final score in Healy Park, Oma. It's Monaghan 118, Tyrone 116.
There we go, folks. That was the funeral in Healy Park in Oma last week, where unfortunately our Tyrone predictions were proved completely, totally and utterly wrong. But they're still in the championship and they're still in with a chance of reaching the Super 8. So all is not lost, Damien, but come on. Just give me anything. Just give me something to keep me going over the next couple of weeks. Tell me all is not lost with my Tyrone All-Ireland bet, my Tyrone to reach the Super 8s bet, my Tyrone to reach the All-Ireland semi-finals bet. Tell me all is not lost. Give me some hope for the next couple of weeks.
I think they'll get back to the Super 8s. I know, like, looking at it over the last couple of days with the Brennan and Bradley injuries, it's not looking good for them, but, like, I think, like, most of the teams they play in the qualifiers, they're just going to be better than. And I think they're good at kind of beating teams that you would expect them to beat. They very rarely
lose.
Monaghan are a good side. Like, Monaghan, we're always going to compete with them. All the teams they'll make meeting the qualifiers, maybe apart from Mayo, if they get there, I think they'll just be able to grind it out against them. They have a great qualifier record. I don't think they've ever lost a match in the qualifiers. So I can see them getting back to the Super 8s. There's probably maybe brought up a couple of other issues last weekend that maybe not going much further than that. But I think they'll get back to the Super 8s anyway. And we'll see what form they're in then.
We're back, baby. Tyrone to reach the Super 8s. Come on, Damien. So that's moving on to this weekend's action, of course, it is the All-Ireland champions Dublin against what I suppose most people would believe to be one of the weakest teams in Ireland in Wicklow. Unfortunately, the game isn't in Aughrim. It is in Portlaoise. But at least Dublin are out of Croke Park. Damien Fitzgerald, people might be shocked at this, but tell us what the handicap is.
The handicap is 23, Dave.
That is the biggest handicap I can ever remember in my time covering GAA.
It's big, all right. It's definitely one of the bigger on the football side anyway. There's maybe a bit more in hurling, but it's obviously it's a massive handicap, but like it's probably obviously the best team in the county against a team coming at the bottom of Division 4. It's 22. I didn't actually look at it. So there has been a bit of money for Wicklow all week, so it's come from 23 back into 22, and it might get driven down a little bit more, but I actually think if I was going either way, I'd back Dublin. Like, obviously there's big questions when you're backing a handicap like this about motivation and stuff, but like Wicklow are very, very poor side. Like they beat Offaly, which was a great win for them, but like Offaly were looked to be in a bit of disarray now. Dublin, like if they needed to, they could win this game by 40 points. I just think like the Dublin lads will be competing for places. I think like if there's 20 minutes left and there's 15 points in it, like I'd rather be on the minus at that stage nearly than the plus. Like I could just see them pulling away and scoring goals at the end of the match. I'd rather be on the minus 22 personally. I know it sounds a bit mad, but I just think the golf and standard is so big.
But if you think of it this way, if the final score, just say, is 418 to 6 points, let's just say, 418 to 6 points, that still doesn't get... 418 to 6 points, that's 30 minus 6. That just about gets them over the line, like.
Like, obviously, Dublin, if they're going to beat the handicap, they'll have to score probably 3 or 4 goals at least. I think they have the players to do it, and like I just think like you can't I know people who look at the Carlo match last year where Carlo gave Dublin a good game and it was only like 8 or 9 points in it at the end, but I think like compared to Carlo, Wicklow, they just don't have that plan. Like Carlo played that very defensive and they're well set up and they knew what they were going to do. Like I'm not sure Wicklow are at that level where they'll have good enough defensive plan to stop Dublin scoring 3 or 4 goals and 20 points.
Well, here's the counter argument to that, Damien. Last year in Leinster, Dublin played 3 games, obviously. Here's the question we know. How many of those 3 games did Dublin cover the handicap?
They didn't cover the handicap in any of them.
Oh, they did? They did. You're almost right. They did. Against Westmeath, they won 429-10. But they only beat Carlow by 12 points when the handicap was 17. And in the Leinster final, they won by 9 and the handicap was 9. So in 2 out of those 3 games, for all that we're saying that Dublin waltz through Leinster, which they do, when you take Dublin out of Croke Park, it certainly does take 4 or 5 points away from the handicap against the weaker teams, I think. And that 22-point handicap, I think Dublin will probably lead by 6 or 7 at half time and then could pull away to win by 17 or 18. But 22 is a hell of a head start, and I think Dublin could win comfortably by 17 or 18. You're still keeping within the four point handicap there. So I'm gonna go against you, even though I know when you're watching the game it'll probably be easier to be on the Dublin side because they could get 3 goals in the last 10 minutes. But I think Wicklow plus 22 could be the way to go. Before we move on to the rest of the action this weekend, Damien, is there any player for Dublin that you think punters can latch on to, be it man of the match markets, first goal scorer markets, maybe this game and maybe going forward throughout the championship? Is there one player under the radar that you think might be able to produce the goods?
I'm not sure how under the radar a player who's favoured for Footballer of the Year is now, but I think Kieran Kilkenny, I think it's going to be his year. Like he added a lot of scoring to his game in the league, which is something he hasn't really been doing over the last couple of years. He's been scoring goals even, so he's 15-2 first goal scorer for this match, and like I think there's probably worse bets out there. Like he's added, he was always the player that was kind of the link man and passing it around, but he's really added scoring to his game during the league, and I'd say that'll continue on in the championship. So it's definitely not an under the radar pick, but I think Kieran Kilkenny is going to have a massive year.
No, certainly not. It's a bit like tipping Saxon Warrior for the Derby, but a winner is a winner, and you're better off backing winners than backing Tyrone. So we're going to take that. Kieran Kilkenny could be in for a big 2018, according to Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. So moving on to Pierce Park at 3:00 on Sunday. It is the other Leinster clash between Longford and Meath. Damien, some prices and handicaps on this one, please.
We're 9-4 Longford, 15-2 to draw, 4-9 Meath. Evens Longford plus two, evens Meade minus two, and 9-1 the handicap draw.
A 2-point handicap. That would look so different back in February, where I think Longford were back to 4-1. So that'll tell you where the money is going in this one. In the last kind of 7 days, Damien, has all the money been for Longford?
Yeah, all the money we've seen on this match has been for Longford. We were 5-2 at the start of the week, just brought them into 9-4. Wouldn't be surprised if we had to cut that again, to be honest. But yeah, I think like you can definitely see why people are back in Longford. Like, they had a very good league. Probably unlucky not to be promoted from Division 3. Meade, kind of a mid-table Division 2 outfit. So when you see a kind of a upper Division 3 side at 9-4 at home to a mid-table Division 2 side, you do think maybe it's a little bit big. I think Meade will kind of get a win here. It could be tight, but I think Meade just have a little bit more scoring threat, and I think they'll just get over the line. But yeah, I can see why people are back in that 9-4 Longford, but I think Meade will get over the line.
It's funny, I obviously am a Meade man, relatively proud Meade man, but it's funny, every club game you go to, every shop you go into, anybody you talk about football, every Meade fan is saying, God, Longford are going to beat us. They are absolutely petrified. And there's a lot of Meade punters back in Longford as well. That's how worried they are about this clash. They think Longford are going to beat Meade. But like you, Damien, I can see Meade just scraping through. I think the key thing with Meade is, no matter how bad they've been in recent years, and they have been very, very bad, they always have decent forwards. And when you've got the likes of Graham Riley, the likes of Donal Lenehan, the likes of Killian O'Sullivan, when you've got forwards like that, that are natural scoring forwards, I think that Longford, a defence like Longford's, will just struggle to compete with them. And I think that probably the handicap Meade minus two is probably the way to go here. There are no certainties, but they will kick a high score. So I marginally prefer Meade on the handicap front. And they've got some new players in, like Paddy Kennelly from my own club, Dundery. He's midfield. Lovely footballer. Strong on the ball. Good fielder. Good scorer. Seamus Lavin has come in a cornerback. You know, a real tight, sticky cornerback. They have produced some decent players. They're not as good, obviously, as they have been in the 90s and the 2000s. But I just think, God, they're good enough to get over Longford. And I will be tipping Meade minus two.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think, like, the teams that Meade really tend to struggle with, to me, seem to be the really defensive teams that set up well defensively. I don't think Longford are that. I think, like, with a nice game at the weekend, it should be fairly high scoring game, and I think in a high scoring game you'd always take Meade, because as you said, they do have the class forwards.
What would be your best bet on the coupon, Damien?
I think 6-5 over 2.5 goals is probably a decent bet.
Yeah, that's probably the way to go. All right, and you can back Meade over 18.5 points at even money with Paddy Power. So Meade to score 19 points or more, I think that could be a great bet at evens with Paddy Power. So there's a whole host of other action this weekend in the football championship. We've got Leitrim v Ross Common, Westmeath v Laois, Tip v Cork, and Down v Antrim on Saturday. Of those clashes, Damien, any bets that stand out for you?
There's two I like. I like Antrim plus five against Down. I think just the way Down are made, they're not going to hammer any team. It's going to be a fairly low scoring Down match, I'd say. Antrim team looks pretty good to me, and I can't see Down beating them by more than 5 points. I think like the 9-2 to win the match, I wouldn't put anyone off either. Like, I think it'll be just a very, very tight match, and whoever gets the couple of key scores. So I'd be fairly strong on the Antrim plus five, and even the 9-2 is tempting. The other one I like is probably, you could say in many ways, probably the big football game of the weekend. Tip, I think Tip will beat Cork. I think, like, if you look at the Cork team, Tip team picks itself. Like, it's 1-15. They've played the same team all through the league. Cork team, it's changing. I'd say this Cork team has never played together. Their backs don't look very strong to me. And when you're trying to deal with the forwards that Tip have, you need strong backs. I think Tip will win at 10-11. And I think Tip over 1.5 goals, it's not on site yet, but it'll be up at around 11-8. And I think Tip over 1.5 goals at 11-8, that sort of price is a very good bet.
Yeah, and the betting on this, I have to say I was very, very surprised the Tipperary were so big. I thought they'd be strong favourites anymore. I think that Tipperary will beat Cork, and hopefully they can stake a big claim for the Munster Championship. And the other one I like Leitrim plus 11 points against Roscommon. I just think Roscommon, they had a really good league campaign, put a lot of effort into that. Leitrim have a game under their belts, and I could see this being a cosy 5, 6, 7 point win for Roscommon. So Leitrim plus 11 at even money with Paddy Power looks the bet for me in that. And moving on to Sunday, Damien, we have got Kildare v Carlo and Derry v Donegal. I suppose back in the day, this would have been the big game of the weekend. Not so much so now because of Derry's demise. How do you see that one going?
I think Donegal are going to win I think Donegal are going to win easily. Like, they bet Cavan. They're very impressive against Cavan. They bet them by 8 or 9 points. And, like, there's one thing for sure is that Cavan are better than Derry. Like, when you see players like Chrissy McCaig and Brendan Rodgers as well, they're playing hurling as well as football this year. Like, I think if they thought that Derry were going anywhere in football, they wouldn't be doing that. I just think Donegal have very good forwards. They've a lot of threatening forwards. I think they'll put up a big score. They got like 220 against Cavan, and I could see them scoring something similar against Derry, because I don't think Derry have the set up. Like I was saying about Cork, the team probably hasn't ever played together. So I think Donegal win that game very easily.
And there's a lot of shrewd judges telling me that Carlo are going to put it up to Kildare. Would you agree?
I think the 7 looks about right to me, 7 point handicap. I think Kildare have a lot of very good footballers. Like, Carlo are obviously going to come with their defensive setup that we saw last year against Dublin. And they're all together, and they're going to put in a big effort. I just think Kildare have some very, very good forwards. Like, I know they lost every game in the league, but if you actually watch those Division 1 matches, like, Daniel Flynn was as impressive as any player during the league. I'd probably back the plus if I had to have a bet, but I wouldn't really have a strong opinion on that one.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think Kildare will cover the handicap here, because you have to take into consideration, if Carlo were in Division 1, how would they have performed in Division 1? Well, they wouldn't have won any games for starters, so that's a similar situation with Kildare, obviously. But there's no way they would given teams like Kildare or teams like Tyrone, like, such a good game. Kildare could have won that match. There was a couple of other games, like, they were in front of Dublin at half time. You know, they put up some big performance, I thought, in Division 1, and Carlo would be absolutely lost in Division 1. So, for all that Kildare were relegated from Division 1, I thought there was more positives than negatives to be taken out of that campaign, and the confidence might be low being, obviously, demoted to Division 2, but I think Kildare will cover the handicap in this one. The handicap is 7. I think they'll win by double figures. So I'd give a confident vote to Kildare minus 7. So, Damien, what's your best bet on the football coupon this weekend?
I think Tip at 10 to 11 are my best bet. I also like Antrim an awful lot, but it'd be between the two of them. But I'll go with Tip at 10 to 11.
Okay, so Tipperary to beat Cork in the football. Don't get it mixed up. You could chance your arm and go into a Paddy Power shop and just write on your coupon Tipperary to beat Cork, and you've got two chances of collecting.
No, don't do that. We'll catch you.
Of course, they're playing in the hurling and the football, so you might get bad karma for it, but sure, what about it? And my best bet for the weekend is that Kildare bet. I think Kildare minus 7 against Carlo. I think Carlo are a little bit overrated and will be found wanting. So that's it for this week's show, folks. Apologies that we didn't get Joe Sheridan on the line due to technical difficulties, but we did have the contribution and the excellent contribution of Aidan Taggy Fogarty in part one, who talked us through the Hurling Championship. My thanks to Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. I've been David Jennings for The Racing Post. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.